Here we go. Racing now.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the B-Set. My name is Brody Nixon, joined by Young Gun former analyst Nick Burney. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. I'm really excited to be here, looking forward to the future ahead, and hopefully we can find some winners and a bit of education along the way as well.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of education, do you want to just explain your role? You're currently with Racing New South Wales, and we see your head on Sky Racing an awful lot as well.
Yeah, so doing a lot of the form for Racing New South Wales, the provincials and the metros. And then on Sky, doing the Tuesday Punters Intelligence Show. So looking back from Saturdays and using sectionals as analysing a meeting. And then also on Friday, the Formline Extra. Just looking forward to Saturday and trying to find a few winners there. And again, analysing those meetings ahead.
All right, speaking of analysing meetings, let's waste no time and get straight into Randwick on Saturday. The rail's out 3 metres. The last time we were here was on the 25th of February. We saw Enemo take out the Chipping Norton Stakes and, of course, Sunshine in Paris win the surround. Now, they were coming off the fence and blending into the race down the outside that day. And, of course, the last time before that was on the 31st of December, where it was very much similar. So you expecting the same sort of pattern on Saturday?
Yeah, with that 3 metre rail, just the past meetings, I've had it being off fence, slight on pace advantage, but the note I did have was settling in lane 2 or even possibly 3 and blending, as you did allude to, was a plus. So maybe slightly lane 1 inferior, but I don't like to go in too much of a game plan, just have that in the back of my mind and definitely monitor throughout the day.
All right, Nick, the headline act comes up in race number 1, Osmosis, following a scintillating win on debut where he ran some of the best closing sectionals of the day at Gosford, defeated Mr. Kennedy, who I don't want to talk about. I took $2.80.
And what price did it start?
$1.40. Don't get me started.
If this makes you feel better, that means the market really likes Osmosis's race.
Well, speaking of the market liking it, it's been $3.70 to $1.75. It's back at $1.95 as of Friday morning. Royal Tribute, I'll touch on that horse very shortly, but he's a headline act. He comes up in race number 1. Bourne Baker and Dylan Gibbons combined with Wynn Guardian to win the corresponding race last year. Do you have him on top?
Well, just on that Gosford race, I was on the third horse as well, so I'm in the same boat.
Was that Amra?
No, Misty Dreams.
Oh, Misty Dreams. Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday at Gosford. But Osmosis, let's get to the main talking point, I think, of the day. And look, he trialled very well. He looked to improve between each trial. And then that debut performance, he was just very impressive. You can see the stable is taking that approach where they really want to educate him, being able to take a sit and probably step him up in distance in time.
They could have led last start, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
If they really wanted to.
Absolutely. It bounced out first, so they could have taken it up. But take the sit, SP at $1.40. James McDonald, he went up for one ride that day, so he obviously has an opinion about Osmosis. Look, he had all favours, but he just did in such style. The clock backed up the visuals. He ran the second fastest final, 200 of the meeting. He was eased down late. And he just went through the line full of energy. I can only see him benefiting from that race experience. The anticipated genuine tempo will be a tick. Ramick's a tick. He comes in on the best last start figure. And he just has quality. I just see him bouncing off that. The knockout chance for me, though, which I think is crazy odds, is Sovereign Fund around that $16. Yes, he struggled this preparation. But remember, he SP'd $6.50 in a 2-year-old Magic Million. So he was made to win his trial the other day, so $16, I could easily play that if you're looking for a bit of value away from the favourites.
You know, I'm a bit of a trial perv, and when I first looked at this race, of course, starting at the top of the market, the Sovereign Fund, $16, a ridiculous price. And then once I scrolled down a little bit further, I went, uh-oh. Because Osmosis, Royal Tribute, Sovereign Fund, I was keen to find all three wherever they went next. And Amy McLucas, first and foremost on Sovereign Fund, I think it's a great booking. Yep. She's shown to be such a good front-running rider, takes the 3 kilos off. But Osmosis, that turn of foot, and those trials, as you mentioned, they tried to educate him last start. They were doing the same at the trials. They took a sit, and as soon as James McDonald asked him the question of the trials, he let rip. Same thing happened on debut. But Royal Tribute, I want to speak on this horse very quickly and get your read very shortly, because he's shown so much ability. Another colt for Gay Wardhouse and Adrian Bodies by Snitzel. Now, he went hard in his latest trial, and as soon as Reggie Bayliss asked him for an effort, he immediately responded. So I love that. He's going to roll forward. Gate number 9 is not a worry. How do you see this race playing out for him?
Yeah, I think they're probably going to punch. There'll be a little bit of speed punch up inside. Just for me was the price. That's all it came down to. I thought Osmosis, look, it's $1.95 now. I think it's probably more of a $2.20 chance. So I think it might get out slightly. Where Royal Tribute, I had closer to the $4 mark. So, look, that's the only knock I had on it. But as you said, it's trialled very well. I can see it taking a lot of beating. Like, how good are the Waterhouse and Bot Stable going with these two-year-olds? So I completely see your point there. And there's nothing worse than when you like two or three runners and you've got them black book and they all end in the same race. Maybe the exotics.
Maybe the exotics, because I can't see anything else. Fleetwood, can't see them challenging them. Same for Hellfire Express. So I reckon this is going to be a wonderful form race heading into the spring.
Absolutely.
Head-to-head comes up in the last for us, Nick. Crafty Eagle versus Gundy Bridge. $2.90. Crafty Eagle's been heavily backed. Gundy Bridge, I have absolutely no idea what to do with this horse.
Yeah, it's a good head-to-head battle, as you said. I think there is a little bit of value. I like two runners in this race. But firstly, on Crafty Eagle, that was such a strong return a fortnight ago, doing it on both ends. He was three wide out on a limb working, then pressed it outside the leader in a solid tempo, got left in front a long way from home. But what I really liked about his win was his last few bounds and just how he got his mind on the job. That was a career peak figure. He's come back well and just sets a really strong platform for this preparation. He gets multiple factors in his favour tomorrow, up to the 1,400 metres, receives a significant barrier change, so he can have that much more economical run in transit. Barrier 1, race 10, not sure, we'll have to wait and see there. But I can only see him improving off that effort. He's a consistent type. So we move to the other favourite, which is Gundy Bridge, which you look at that first up run at Sandown, and there's a few market indicators that he was very soft there late in the trade. But you have to be forgiving as well. He pulled up with a poor post recovery. Last preparation, he was breaking the clock, winning by margins. I heard Everest at one stage by some people. I've got no doubt he'll be better on a dry track. He's got a great SP profile. He'll go forward. He's a massive market watch to see what the computers and the bigger players do. Just for me, $3.70. I can find a lot of other bets throughout the weekend that I'd rather take.
Do you reckon the market takes him on? Because he's the sort of horse that a lot of people are going to find because of those big numbers on dry tracks. I can see a way where he firms. And I can see a way where the market gaps in.
Yeah, I can see with your point there. For me, I think at this stage, looking at the early market, although come 9 a.m. on Saturday and all the way up to the event, a lot of complexion changes, but I think they'll be a little bit soft. I think he'll probably get start with a four in front of his name. But then you look at Crafty Eagle, Barry 1, race 10. So there's a few things to play out. But if I have to say an opinion, I think he'll start with a four in front of his name. And Battleton, though, is the other one for me at big odds. I've got him for second pick. I think Over's there. He had no luck last week. He's third up to 1,400 metres, which is his sweet spot. And I think the $13, if you're going to back a couple of runners in that race, is a really good play.
He's been hitting the line so well on races that haven't suited. He's on the quick backup. I was keen to find him on my 1,400 metre race. I thought they were going to head up to Queensland or maybe the Sunny Coast with him. But he's going extremely well. And I'm expecting another one to be charging home late, Vienna Princess. Now, I was on track at, I think it was Randwick when she ran first up. She was so fat, it's not funny. Got back to last behind Mirror View, motored home in some of the best sectionals of the day late. I think it was the 19th fastest last 200. As I mentioned, she was really fat, but it's important to note her trials were vastly improved compared to what they have been. If she finds her best form, she's right in this race.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that first up round was fantastic.
Interesting to note, the market's gapped her as well, 15 out to 21, so they're not really keen on them.
There's a lot of different angles that you can take in this race. You've got Fearson as well, that 550. You know,
what a win that was last start.
Yusheno's a last start winner. There's so many different ways that this market can go.
Yeah, so we've got them as the head-to-head, Crafty versus Gundy Bridge, but it's not simply head-to-head, is it? There's so much on offer.
Yeah, that's on offer. I'm going to land on Crafty Eagle and Battleton, though, from a tipping perspective.
Now, Crafty Eagle, he was exceptional. He sprinted well over 1,200, but he certainly is going to be a horse that gets out of it further. Got out to the mile last prep. What's going to be his best trip?
I reckon Randwick 1,600 metres looks absolute sweet spot. Look, I think he can get out further. I think there's no doubt he can. You go off last preparation, and he's just come back improved. So it's a horse, he's never missed a place as well. So he's a really exciting horse. I know he's only coming out of midway grade, but I think he's one on the up, especially through these winter months.
The fly in the ointment, Nick, this is probably going to be one of the most spoken about runners heading into Saturday, of course. Dylan Gibbons and Bourne Bay combined with Osmosis, short price favourite. Not too sure what the market will do there. Probably gets out to even money, but I don't think the same will happen to Passigiata.
Yeah, look, the nation's multi. They'll be riding this on this Passigiata. You're the trial, man. Look, I thought he trialled like you only have to watch it. He trialled very well, showed speed, 1,000 metres first up, looks ideal. Last preparation, he showed some really nice attributes. Just for me, $1.60 is very, very short. But you look at the other sides. When I first looked at this race, where could I go to get him beat? Purely because I like tipping and betting all about price. But in saying that, I probably think he's more a $1.80, $1.90 chance. But for me, I probably wouldn't take until he gets to evens. So look, I think he'll win. It's just more or less the price for me. But what about yourself?
This is such an interesting horse because off the trials, a lot of people can get up and about 2 9-length wins. But with all due respect, you expect her to win the trials. She's daughter winning route, but she's just going to roll forward. And I think the connections, Brace Kulski was out during the week saying she's the fastest horse he's had anything to do with. And of course, off the trials, you can't say that because she's been exceptional. Defeated Libera in the first trial over 900, who was a good thing licked on Wednesday. I don't want to speak about that. But $1.90.
That's another one.
Yeah, don't want to speak about
it. Two in 2 days.
$1.90. She was, I think the opening price certainly was fair. It's pretty much for me, comes down, if she runs up to her best, she beats him. And if she fails, she doesn't beat him. She's got good competition in Penthouse. It was good behind the very smart red card. So I don't think it's a gimme race, but I think she's well placed. And if she hits $1.80, $1.90, I think I'll take it. But yeah, I'm not too sure. It's such an interesting horse because she could come out and win this by 2, 3, 4 lengths and stamp herself as a potential horse to head towards a couple of those really, really fast Group 1 races, maybe down the valley during the spring.
Yeah, what price barrier 1 if she drew?
Oh, she'd be shorter than that. But I like barrier 9 because it allows her to not get cluttered up. Say, we saw Nature Strip when he was drawn the inside. Sometimes when he's only fairly weight, he had to be hunted up.
Yeah.
Whereas she's just going to be able to jump. I don't think there's many slower horses in Australia out of the gates, but I expect her to lead. A little bit of speed up the inside, I don't think that's going to be a worry. And when you've got Memoragon on the third line of betting, please.
Oh, you know, I was half making a case to Memoragon and then, yeah, I had to look elsewhere.
That yeah says it all.
Yeah, yep.
All right, Nick, upcoming trial, as you know, I'm a bit of a trial perv, so you're going to have to wait till Monday, though. Warwick Farm race number 6, Darlington County, makes it to Stay Australian and stable debut for Chris Waller. Now, gate number 2, Karen McAvoy aboard. This horse is a little bit of money early, which is good to see, including me. I've got the $16 now and a $15. I was hoping to see it 5, but of course, the markets aren't going to move that much. Now, this horse, it's trialled up really well behind Russian Conquest, who's a really sharp trialler, of course. Once it gets onto good ground, that filly is very, very sharp now. Just got up the inside late, was a really nice piece of work. Resumes here over the mile, has barely seen anything below 2,000 metres in its career. It's obviously going to be a kicking off point, but I love this horse going forward. Benchmark 72, couple of horses at the top of the market, have to carry big weights, tricky draws. I'm really keen to find it.
Yeah, beautiful. Monday, the public holiday for everyone. So in the afternoon, you chime into the $16 with a beautiful gate and hopefully he can sprint fresh for you, mate.
Absolutely. And Karen McAvoy aboard, riding well, and he's getting some good opportunities from Chris Waller the next few weeks as well. Right, around the grounds once again now. We're not going Saturday, of course. Plenty of great racing this long weekend. We've got Randwick, Newcastle on Saturday. We've got Warwick Farm on Monday, the public holiday. But also Sunday, there's a very interesting card of racing at Hawkesbury. And race number 3, a 1,500 metre maiden. You've got the best bet of the weekend. Well, one of the best bets of the weekend for us.
Oh, it's the best bet of the long weekend, I thought, Brody. Yes, Hawkesbury Sunday, race 3, number 5, Queen Astrid. She just gets the perfect setup here. And everything about her sectionals and ratings profile and her 2 runs in this campaign just suggests she's ready to peak third up. She has a strong platform, is coming out of a very high rating race at Warwick Farm the other day. Maps to have all favours. Races at her home track, which is a big ticket Hawkesbury. And if she repeats her last start figure, I think she's going to take some beating. And I actually can only see her stepping off that performance. So if she does do that, she's got to be close to an odds-on chance. So I'm really keen on Queen Astrid, Hawkesbury Sunday.
And very quickly with her, she ran behind the Smart Burnett in her first up run. That was a very good form race as well. We saw Burnett run well behind the likes of Yoshino and a couple other runners in quite a good 3-year-old race at Randwick and a subsequent start. Kokoshnik came out and won subsequently to that as well. Now, she was brilliant running some of the best last 200-metre sectionals of the day. In fact, the third fastest of the meeting. Now, She was caught on the inside then, and you needed to be on the outside. It was completely inferior ground, and that's what caught my eye. I think she ran really well behind Oriental Tycoon, who ran some really good time, didn't he?
Yeah, I've got just two really good comments on her. And as you said, that first up run, pace and bias against, you related back to her splits. And then that Warwick Farm the other day, I thought there was merit to her run in a very, very strong race.
And for me, the fill-up on Saturday at the Provincials comes up at Zip On By. Race 7, horse number 10, Kobe Jennings, Les Bridge, was really good. Have a go at some of these form lines ready for its first preparation. Royal Merchant defeated it at Canterbury, was 6.5 lengths, was a walking race. Royal Merchant sprinted. Zip On By had to come from last, had no chance. And then ran a couple lengths off Watch the Clock, who we saw defeat Hawaii 5-0, is going to jump just about favourite with the Stradbroke on Saturday. So it defeated Sippity Star first up at Kembla Grange, was just a bit over racing. Kobe Jennings, one of the best provincial riders, just eased it out three wide. It's a beautiful ride, allowed the big filly to wind through her gears, and she defeated her opposition with quite ease. And drawn gate number 4, I'm expecting the same on Saturday. And at Hawkesbury as well, race number 2, Sunday fill up with Ashfall, horse number 1, very keen on it. $5 in from $8 early, so there's a few snipers around.
Take the double.
Take the double. All right, Nick, let's close off the podcast with the best bets of the day. Now, we've already touched on one of yours, We Will Rock. You've got a couple for us, so take it away.
Yeah, the best is Hawkesbury Sunday, race 3, number 5, Queen Astrid, followed by the next best, Randwick, race 8, number 13, We Will Rock. And look, it's been specced now into about $5. Randwick, race 5, number 5, Peshmerga, who I know you're very keen on as well. Listed winner in France. It just had no, I just don't think it handled the wet track there first up. No luck last start. Dylan Gibbons rides, and just on Dylan himself, he's had 17 winners at Randwick out of 140 rides at a 23% profit on turnover. So we know how good he is, but it's just he rides Randwick very well. Go forward, I think it'll be hard to catch.
Oh, Peshmerga, I am so keen on this horse. It's not funny. Now, first up, it ran behind Money from the Sky, led them up, as we mentioned, on that very, very heavy Rose Hill track. I don't think it'll suit it on the wet ground. And horse inside it, Man Behind the Money, came out of one on Wednesday, defeated the in-form Queenmaker in a monster performance. And then it ran seventh behind Redina, did Peshmerga. Now, it's important to note, Lek Varte is the favourite here, was laying in all over it. Now, didn't quite get the chance to extend, and once it did get Lek Varte out of its way, it did extend really beautifully through the line, and I went back and watched all its European replays, and took about a furlong and a half to wind up, didn't it, Nick? But when she did, she worked through her gears. So, from gate number 6, she's going to find the right part of the track. She's got good gate speed. Pharaoh's Reign, the only other leader in the race. Everything else is backmarkers. I'm expecting it to roll forward, either lead or sit outside the lead. Fill up. It's going to be fill up.
Well, I think you made a good point putting the line against her and Lek Varte. Lek Varte, I really like Lek Varte, but I just think it's not suited to sit in sprint race shapes. And also Peshmerga gets a 1.5 kilo swing on Lek Varte when they last time met. So that's why I could mark her favourite in front of Lek Varte. So I just think, look, I think Peshmerga should start favourite. Pharaoh's Reign, as you said, is the only other leader, so there should be no qualms about Peshmerga going forward.
And in the last 24 hours, we've seen good support. Now, Lek Varte's been best backed overall by the looks with the tab trade. She's drawn gate number 2. Do you reckon there's a chance on the day the market could really bin Lek Varte from that inside gate?
I don't know, because I don't know where else she could go, especially with a flat market like that. Look, Pin Me Up was unlucky. It trialled really well prior to that. I think that's the other one that they might warm to. Kuklara, yes, midweek form, but has to go all the way back. So I don't think they could really take a set against it, because there's not too many other ways you can look at it. But I think Peshmerga should start with a, you know, around the $4 mark, I'm thinking.
I think $5 is an absolute spoil as well. I think she's a ripping little bit. And Dylan Gibbons, of course, he rides Randwick so well.
Yep, so really looking forward to that meeting.
Absolutely. Now, thank you very much for joining us. First episode of the B-Set. Nick, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brody. No, that was good fun. And hopefully over the next few weeks leading into spring, we can keep rolling into it, and looking forward to the future ahead.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to look to add an interactive part at the back of the podcast. So if you do have any questions, maybe any futures tickets or any horses going forward, maybe something that's run in the previous week or week and a half, Nick, one of the best reviewers going around, he loves finding these horses on the way up, and he's very good at it as well. So feel free to shoot any questions, any feedback as well. Very open to anything.